Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Welcome you into the broadcast here on KNCA this afternoon as we have switched the calendar from winter to spring, and we got high school softball here on the air today alongside Justin Flukes, Seth Tollefson in studio, Brandon Tamman here in Holton as the Wildcats play host to the Royal Valley Panthers. A lot to dive into, both of these teams getting set for the early portions of the season. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll get you the lineup cards. We'll talk about both teams, and we'll get you set for the first pitch. It's high school softball here on KNZA, and we're back right after this.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Lifetime High Care.
Roger Howard with Kellerman Real Estate. Online at KellermanRealEstate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
High school softball here on KNCA alongside Justin Flukes, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Tamman with you here on KNCA with Royal Valley here in Holton this afternoon, taking on the Wildcats, our first of many broadcasts here in the next month and change. Royal Valley, the road team in the all-black uniform, Samantha Klotz, Avery Stidham, Sophie Liggett, the top three in the order for Royal Valley. We'll dive into both of these teams in the last few years, but just excited to bring you some high school softball here on KNZA. Tenley Wilson inside the circle for the all-white uniform-wearing Holton Wildcats. And here we go. Here is Klotz into the box. Right-handed hitter. Wilson sets a right-handed thrower and delivers the first pitch of the broadcast season, and it's in there for called strike number one. Holton, 9-14 a year ago. Royal Valley, 11-13. Of course, the first season in the new Big East League, and Wilson's next pitch, high fastball, but called strike number two, and Klotz quickly down, no balls, two strikes. 80 degrees at first pitch. It is rather gusty, 15 to 30 miles an hour at times. Going out towards left field, that one is just a touch inside, one ball, two strikes.
Little wind, but man, 80 degrees. Can't complain about this for the last week of March.
No doubt about that.
Pitcher-wise, we're great.
Well, these two teams here, two of the last three Big Seven League champs. Royal Valley won it 2 years ago, the Wildcats 3 years ago, and this one is sliced down the left field line, but just foul by a couple of feet. So Klotz staying alive at one ball, two strikes. Klotz, sensational athlete, multi-sport, volleyball commit for Central Missouri. She was a rebound demon for the Panthers basketball team, one of the league leaders in rebounds per game. But down in the count here to Tenley Wilson, one ball, two strikes. As we are just off and running here in Holton today, that next pitch, high fastball, and evens it up, two balls, two strikes.
I was hoping to be at the Kauffman Stadium today for the Royal season opener, but when that didn't work out, I felt like Holton's home opener, Big 7, Jackson County battle, or Big East now.
Wouldn't
next,
be too
next,
bad.
Next best thing, right?
Not too bad. Here's a 2-2. In there. Called strike three on the inside corner. So Klotz down 0-2. Babbled it to even at at 2-2, but ultimately goes down looking for out number one.
This Holton roster is very young, Brandon. They start four freshmen and a sophomore, so over half of their lineup is underclassmen. Only a couple seniors in the starting lineup for Holton under first-year head coach John McManigle. Royal Valley, on the other hand, a little bit more seasoned and experienced team, at least age-wise.
Here's Avery Stidham, another senior in, and takes one a little bit outside. Ball one from Tinley Wilson. Another good senior multi-sport athlete for the Panthers. Wilson, last year, her freshman season, pitched the most innings for this Wildcat team, 61 strikeouts, and, of course, tallying her first and her first batter faced here in 25. No score, one out, nobody on. Top of the first inning, Stidham shows bunt, puts it down, and curls foul. Left side of the third baseline, and evens it up, one ball, one strike.
This Royal Valley lineup, you mentioned the two seniors at the top, but five seniors starting, and the other four are juniors. So they have zero underclassmen, while Holton starts the five underclassmen. So the differences in ages, certainly, for these two teams.
Stidham batting from the left side, one ball, one strike. And the pitch a little bit off speed, and missing outside, two balls, one strike.
The other cool thing about this game for me is that John McManigle, the first-year head coach for Holton, but he has been an assistant for a long time at Holton, and he was also an assistant for quite a long time at Royal Valley, so big part of both these programs.
This one is hit to the left side, curls foul, evens it up, two balls, two strikes. So the first two batters here for Royal Valley certainly battling against Tinley Wilson. Of course, Wilson getting clots on a strike three call, and Stidham now evens up 2-2. Sophie Liggett will follow, the junior shortstop. And if one of these next two able to get on, Madison Blackwood in the cleanup spot. Here's a 2-2. Low and outside, three balls, two strikes. Wilson last year, 5.47 ERA, 56 and a third innings pitched. Stidham battling here, three balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on, no score, top one. Little pop-up to the left side. Coming on is the third baseman in Warner to make the catch. And two up and two down.
For Holton, this is their second doubleheader of the week. The Wildcats played earlier on Tuesday and split down at Santa Fe Trail. They lost 9-7, but bounced back to win the second game 9-7. Same score, so Holton 1-1. And for Royal Valley, this is their first game of the year. So a little bit of a difference there coming into tonight's matchup as well.
Here's the junior shortstop, Sophie Liggett, wearing number 31, batting from the right side, and takes one low, ball one. Now, you mentioned kind of the difference in these rosters, a little more heavy with the underclassmen for the Wildcats. Quite a few seniors and juniors scattered 1-9 for the Panthers. And, of course, now the Big East League, Silver Lake, they're off to a good start. Rossville, Riley County, St. Mary's, we had great runs in the league, you know, in the fall and winter sports seasons. I expect no different for baseball and softball.
Yeah, with the Big East now, I mean, because you're going to play everybody a doubleheader, it doesn't really leave you many non-league games. In fact, I think for Holton, that game earlier this week at Santa Fe Trail Tuesday, one of their only non-Big East games all season.
And a 2-1 pitch is taken for strike number two. So now evens up, two balls, two strikes. Wilson a chance to go 1-2-3 here in the top of the first inning. She'll set and deliver. And a foul tip, just staying alive. Good swing there by Liggett to mention stay alive. Two balls, two strikes. Defensively for Holton, Olberding the catcher, of course, dictating the outcome here for Wilson. Warner at third, Cook at short, Crawford at second, Bontrager at first, Hawthorne in left, Hanking in center, and Smith is in right. Here's a 2-2. Little off speed, thought about it, and held off. Good call there, three balls, two strikes.
Talking about Holton's youth, three of those freshmen that started are on the infield. The third baseman, Warner's a freshman, second baseman, Crawford a freshman, and the catcher, Faith Olberding, freshman as well.
Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's hit to shallow right center field, and it's going to drop in for a two-out single. The first hit for the Panthers this season, junior shortstop Sophie Liggett is on with a two-out single.
Just placed it perfectly there where nobody, the second baseman, right fielder, or center fielder could get to it. A good battle of seven pitches, and Liggett finally won it to get our first base runner of the day.
Here's the junior pitcher, Madison Blackwood. We'll see her inside the circle in the bottom half of the inning, but a chance to keep the line moving here. No score, one on, two outs. Wilson's pitch, fastball knee high, Just missing off the plate. And it's one ball, no strikes. Wilson sets and deals. A little bit high. So jumping out in front is Blackwood here, 2-0, with Liggett at first base and two down. Royal Valley 11-13 last year. They went 8-6 in the Big 7, mentioning Perry LeCompton, the league champs a year ago. This one's fouled away, and now two balls and one strike. If Blackwood's able to do something here, senior Truly Jim waiting on deck. Royal Valley looking for their first win against the Wildcats since April 13th of 2023. Holton swept the doubleheader a year ago, and there's a pitch taken for a strike. And evened up again, two balls and two strikes. Well, if anything out of the inning for Royal Valley, you're certainly making Wilson grind a little bit, throw quite a few pitches here. But a 2-2 on the way. Ground ball, playable at short, fielded nicely, and over to the bag just in time. Nicely done by Cook. And the out by herself retires the side. So a two-out single does no harm. We've played half an inning. It is Royal Valley nothing, and the Wildcats coming up here right after this.
I'm Ryan Beffert, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank in Holton. What we're truly known for is being an in-house lender. We have a suite of our own loan products that may fall outside of the traditional lending guidelines. Our most popular loan products, small she sheds or man caves for the backyard, barn dominiums, rental rehabs, and investment property flips. Reach out to us here at the Farmers State Bank and we'll guide you in the right direction.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
High school softball here on KNZA alongside Justin Fluke, Brandon Tamman with you, Seth Tollefson in studio. Royal Valley at Holton here today, kicking off our broadcast schedule this season. And it was quite the battle for Royal Valley against Tenley Wilson, but Wilson gets out of the first inning unharmed. So now to the bottom half of inning number one. Wildcats have Madison Hawthorne, Faith Olberding, and J.C. Cook, and then Tenley Wilson if one of those three are able to get on. Inside the circle here for Royal Valley, it'll be Madison Blackwood. Always a cool spot to set up shop here in Holton. Again, we mentioned shy of 80 degrees at first pitch, rather gusty. That wind blowing out towards left field, according to the American flag in left center. Your right-handed hitters can certainly get under one and let that wind play a little factor today. No scores. We get going. Bottom of inning number one. It's a freshman in Madison Hawthorne who's going to step in, the left fielder for the Wildcats. She'll bat from the left side as Blackwood sets, gets ready to toss her first pitch of the season. She is a right-handed thrower, and the bottom of the first is underway with a called strike number one to Hawthorne. Defensively for Royal Valley, Jim at third, Liggett at short, Morrison at second, Moss at first, Lake the catcher. Next one high, one strike. Stidham in left, Klotz in center, Ogden is in right. Checks the left armband, spins it at the right hip, and delivers. And popped up behind us and on top of a Ford F-150.
Thought they had the best seat in the house, but not anymore.
That's the one thing about the baseball and softball broadcast. You got to be very careful about where you park your car. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch by Blackwood. Took a little bit off of it. And the catcher secured that one for the first strikeout of the year for Madison Blackwood. The one up, one down for another freshman in Faith Olberding. A catcher, also another lefty, wearing number 20. Wildcats 9-14 a year ago. They swept Royal Valley with wins of 8-2 and 11-10. And the first pitch to Olberding is taken for strike number one. Now, Holton, they lost 7 of their last 9 games to end last season, and they were off to a good start, but then struggled down the stretch, losing to LeBec County in the regional tournament. Here is a pop-up, and going out to make a nice running catch near shallow center field is Liggett, the shortstop, and quickly out number 2, and the Wildcats will now bring up a senior shortstop in J.C. Cook.
Yeah, complete different innings here. Holton has seen a total of just 6 pitches, and for Royal Valley, they had 4 batters come to the plate. All 4 batters for Royal Valley had at least 6 pitches against Wilson.
First pitch swinging for Cook and fouls it out of play over the fence down the right field line. No balls, 1 strike. First 9 freshmen to step in for the Wildcats. And just one of the 2 seniors in the 1-9 lineup here today. First right-handed hitter as well. Open stance. Here's Blackwood's pitch. Foul to the fence, and it's quickly 0-2. Blackwood attacking here. Mentioned a little bit about Holton last season on the other side for Royal Valley, 11-13. Won 8 of their 14 Big 7 league games. Started the season 0-6, so played much better after that tough start to the season. As Cook fouls one away, stays 0-2. They were swept by Santa Fe Trail, Marysville, and Wamego in absolute power, but went on a nice run after that. 4 consecutive wins. Here is a 0-2. Low and inside. Good eye there by Cook. Stays alive. 1-2.
JC by far the most experienced Holton softball player, not only a senior, but varsity almost every year.
It's a slow roller. Left side. Liggett, the shortstop, makes a nice play, and she credits 2 of the 3 outs here in the first, and we got goose eggs on the board through the first inning of play. Again, it's softball here on KNZA. No score between Royal Valley and Holton. Second inning is coming your way next.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you. At Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball on KNCA, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman, Seth Tollefson in studio, just getting going, excited to be a part of your very nice and breezy Thursday afternoon. The Wildcats and the Panthers, no score, as we go to the top of the second inning, and Royal Valley will have number 5, 6, and 7 in their order with Truly Jim, Stormy Lake, and Sydney Moss going up against Tindley Wilson for the Wildcats.
Compare these two teams, Holton 4A, Royal Valley 3A, Big East teams. I know the last couple of years you've had the opportunity to see a lot of teams, but you've got to cover McLeod the last couple of years during their dominant championship run. I mean, is it the pitcher that makes all the difference? What other things would you talk about in a smaller school like McLeod and what they've been able to do at that level versus maybe some of these Big East teams?
Yeah, I would say pitching has a lot to do with it, especially when you get to the postseason. The scores seem to be a little bit tighter and a little bit more low scoring than maybe the regular season. You mentioned McLeod. Of course, they have one of the best players, probably the best player, in Danny Lee, Division I commit, and actually ran into their head coach, Ballard Patterson, the other day and said, yeah, she looks better than ever. So that is scary for the opposition moving forward.
Yeah, it's amazing in baseball and softball, one great pitcher can almost win you a day.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, Truly Jim at the plate, right-hander, down 0-2 here to start the top of the second inning, just fouled one off. Now Wilson fires and took a little bit off and nearly maybe caught the right foot, but stays in there. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, we're blessed, of course, here in Northeast Kansas, all sports. So many good teams. Of course, we had a great run, state basketball tournaments a couple of weeks ago, and turns over pretty quick. Now we're eyeing the baseball and softball season, and there is a check swing, strike number three. And down goes Jim to begin the second inning. It's the second strikeout of the game for Tinley Wilson.
Yeah, better start too. Just four pitches to get her strikeout there. As mentioned, all four batters last inning saw at least six pitches minimum against Tinley Wilson.
There's Stormy Lake, the catcher, and a senior batting from the right side. Tad bit open on the stance. And takes a fastball high, one ball, no strikes.
How many teams in our MSC Sports Radio Network did you enter schedules for spring sports here over the last couple weeks?
Every single one of them.
About 30?
30 plus, yeah. Quite a few. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch. About knee high. And swung right through it. And it's one ball, one strike.
Think about spring, too. You got baseball and softball, but you got track, you got some golf, you got some tennis, you got a little bit of everything in the springtime, it seems.
Well, we got some great spring sports teams trying to defend some state titles, as we mentioned, with McLeod. There's another swing and a miss by Stormy Lake, and she's down 1-2. We mentioned McLeod winning the last two 2-1-A titles in softball. Axtell boys going for their third straight state track and field title. Washington County girls as well trying to repeat at state track. Here's a 1-2 by Wilson. And about shoulder high and called ball number two. 2-2 here on Lake. Moss on deck. No score here in the top of the second inning. Very early on. Again, partly cloudy. But the breeze, a little bit heavy at times. That one just missed off the inside part of the plate. Now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes.
That's one thing we can say about Royal Valley is that the discipline appears to be pretty good in the first game, top half of the orders.
You feel like it'd be kind of the opposite there. There's a strike three call in the inside corner, so taking all the way on 3-2. And Wilson, back-to-back strikeouts here in the second.
Yeah, both of them looking as well. So the discipline's there, but actually going to have to protect a little bit when they get two strikes against them.
Well, I was trying to say there that you feel like maybe in these early games, maybe batters are a little bit more aggressive early on in the at-bats, but Royal Valley's done a good job here of taking a lot of pitches here early, but Wilson has kept him in check as Moss steps in and fouls away the first pitch for strike number one. And Royal Valley looking for their first win against the Wildcats since April 13th of 2023, so not quite 2 years removed from the last time they beat the Wildcats in softball. Here's a high fly ball left field. This is going back towards the track and running and making a fantastic catch up against the fence was Hawthorne.
She might have injured herself doing it as well. That was phenomenal, and she's a little bit slow getting back up to her feet.
That was very nicely done and gets a nice ovation from the fans. That was right up against the fence.
Covering some real estate out there.
Boy, that was a fantastic way to end the inning. But Royal Valley, they go in order. 1-2-3, and we head to the bottom of the second inning. No score here in Holton.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continues here today on KNZA. Justin Fluke, Brandon Tammons, at Tollefson. No score between Royal Valley and Holton. As we're still early on, we go to the bottom of the second inning. 4, 5, and 6 in the Wildcat order with Tenley Wilson, Alexa Warner, and Lily Tanking. Holton in the all-white home uniforms, green numerals and lettering trimmed in blue. The all-road black uniforms for the Panthers. Purple numerals and lettering, they are trimmed in white. So Madison Blackwood back inside the circle. Worked a 1-2-3 inning in the first and now sees a cleanup hitter here for the Wildcats and Tenley Wilson, who bats from the right side, and she hits one well out towards center, but Klotz running to the gap in left center makes the catch, and one pitch and one out here in the second. Now, talked about Klotz, tremendous athlete, covers a lot of real estate out there, and the wind is certainly playing a factor with these ones hitting the air towards left. Saw a fantastic catch by Hawthorne to end the last half inning for the Wildcats. And first pitch here to Alexa Warner, another freshman taken high for ball number one. That one is fouled away. One ball, one strike here on Warner. Talked about the youth for this Wildcat team. Four freshmen in the 1-9. And Warner being one of those four. Pretty straight up with the stance, slight bend to the knees. Pitch by Blackwood is hit to the right side, and it finds a gap into right field for a base hit. One out base runner here for the Wildcats.
First runner for the Wildcats, and a good opposite field hit there. That pitch kind of coming inside on her and somehow got it through between Moss and Morrison over there on the right side of the Panther infield. Good job by Warner.
So a one-out single, that brings up a junior center fielder and Lily Tanking, and now here's a stolen base attempt, throw to second, not in time. It was a low throw, it was dug out nicely by Liggett at short, but just getting under the tag is Warner, our first stolen base of the game. Now a runner in scoring position, first runner of the day to reach second base. And the count here, no balls and one strike here on Tanking. Pitch by Blackwood, a little bit inside, and it's one ball, one strike.
Well, he had a pretty good day, had a double, three walks, so on base four of her six at-bats earlier this week, Tuesday, down at Santa Fe Trail.
Hit 370 a year ago as well. Certainly some expectations for her. Takes one head high over the plate for ball number two.
You know, the funny story about her is that she started the season playing JV. And something happened in the middle of a varsity game, just about a third of the way through the season. They call clear across Holton, where the JV field is, and say,
"We need you." She hits this one well to the right side, but in foul territory. Two balls and two strikes.
It wasn't quite like going from Omaha to Kansas City, but anyway, across Holton. And anyway, she made her appearance, performed really well, and stuck there the rest of the season on the varsity team. So
17 hits and a 370 average last season at the varsity level. First at bat here in 2025. Runner at second base. That next pitch just missing inside. And the count runs full here. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at second is Alexa Warner. Out there on a single and then stole second base. Eyeing the first run here potentially in today's game. Here's the pitch and it's high, ball four. Good at bat there for Tanking, and now two on and one out.
At least for Royal Valley, gives them a chance for a force opportunity here as they reach the bottom third of Holton's order and have a force now at any base as Blackburn tries to work around some runners here for the first time today.
Here's Kennedy Smith, the junior right fielder. And there is a double steal, no throw. And now second and third.
A miscommunication or what? That didn't attempt it. That takes away the force and gives Holton a much easier opportunity here to play the game's first tallies.
Base hit could tag two. Here's the pitch, and that one missed outside. And the advantage here to Smith at two balls and no strikes. So Warner now at third. Tanking's at second. Smith last year, 333 average. First at bat here, now takes one high, and it's 3-0.
Blackburn falling behind hitters here in the second inning after working pretty quickly. A 1-2-3 bottom of the first.
Opportunity here for the Wildcats. No score here in the bottom of the second. Here is a 3-0, and swinging through it. Grounder to the right side. That's going to be an out, but it does plate the first run. So a successful out, and Kennedy Smith driving in the first run of the season, or I should say of this game, not the season, but gets Holton on the board 1-0, but now outs.
And good job just putting it in play, and a double steal was very important to helping Holton manufacture this first run.
And the first pitch here to Bontrager is inside for ball one. So now a runner at third, two down. RBI ground outs by Kennedy Smith as the Wildcats out to a 1-0 lead. Here's the pitch by Blackwood, and that one missing a little bit upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Bontrager again, one of just the two seniors in the lineup today. Off speed, caught the inside part of the plate. Good pitch there, and it's strike number one.
Yeah, we've seen it a couple times. Got her a strikeout in the first inning, her only strikeout of the game. Blackburn pulling the string back there. Might start to see that pitch a little bit more. She's been effective with it.
And rips it to the right side, but right there, not having to move, was the second baseman, Morrison, makes the catch shoulder high, and that ends the inning. But a productive at-bat for Kennedy Smith, an RBI ground out, has given the Wildcats a 1-0 lead against the Panthers. We have played two innings. Top of the third is coming up next.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNCA. The Wildcats of Holton, the first run in the bottom of the second inning, courtesy of an RBI ground out by Kennedy Smith. We head to the top of the third. The Wildcats leading 1-0 here on KNCA. Again, Justin, Brandon, Seth, all with you. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. We're off and running now with the baseball and softball schedule. We'll be in Hiawatha on Monday. We'll take on Jefferson West. That'll be our first baseball broadcast, but just excited to get it going here. Beautiful day here to start in late March.
You know, it took us a few years to figure things out, but I think about 7 or 8 years ago, we finally decided to start broadcasting the first game of the doubleheader instead of the second game of the doubleheader for reasons I'll mention in a moment.
Here's Ainsley Morris. First pitch swinging, ground ball left side field, throw to first, in time for the out. Nice play by Cook at short. Just like that, one pitch, one out here in the top of the third.
We used to do the second game because we didn't want to interfere with all the 5 o'clock regular news and programming. The problem was is that that second game, you never knew if it was going to start at 6 o'clock,
right.
6:30, 7:30, 8, you know. And the other thing is people have a chance to get here by the time it's evening, so we shifted to the first game of the doubleheader.
Here's another first pitch swing. Oh, and it's misplayed at second base, and that's going to lead to a base runner there. That was the right fielder, number 9 in the order, Molly Ogden, who's going to get on. Just misplayed by Crawford at second. Kind of a stinger off the end of the bat, and it went under her glove and into right field. There's a one-out base runner representing the tying run here in the third for Royal Valley, and that gets us back to the top of the order.
Yeah, I'm guessing Crawford thought she was going to be able to make the catch, but she had come up so far, but by the time she didn't, it skipped on by her.
This one's popped up, foul territory, right side, Klotz, leadoff batter back up here, struck out her first at bat. Nobody getting there, so it's strike one.
At least we know, you know, these first game of the doubleheaders always start by 4:30, so that's the game that we do on radio throughout the spring season is game one, and gives people a chance if they don't get off work till a little later or have some traveling to do that they can get here in time if they want for the second half.
Another pop-up to the right side, foul territory. Is it playable? Oh, and it's dropped in foul territory. A chance over there for Bontrager, but Klotz fortunate to get another crack at this one, but it's no balls, two strikes.
And what could very easily be two outs with nobody on right now is one on and one still alive with nobody out. As Holton has blown a couple out opportunities here in the top of the third.
Ogden at first, there's a pitch high, and it's one ball, two strikes here on Klotz. Still only one out, 1-0 Wildcats here in the top of the third. Bats from the right side, a little bit open on the stance for Klotz. Wilson's pitch taken high, 2-2. Morrison grounded out to short to start the inning. Ogden reached on a hit to right field, and now Klotz up there, 2-2. Wilson sets, kicks and deals, and it's popped up again. Playable right side for Crawford at second. No, it's actually going to be Cook, the shortstop, who actually goes behind the circle to make the catch for out number two.
Oh, that was a good job. That's what you want from your experienced senior leader on the infield, is taking control. Ball probably a little bit more on the right side of the infield, but the freshman had struggled earlier, and good job by J.C. Cook there to just take control and make the sure out.
So Ogden stranded still at first base, now two outs. Number two in the order with Stidham now, popped out to third base her first time. She shows bunt and fouls it away for strike number one. Well, I mentioned before, again, these are two of the last three Big Seven League champs. Royal Valley won it 2 years ago. Wildcats won it 3 years ago. Boy, that Wildcat team 3 years ago, 19-3. They did not lose a Big Seven League game, but then they were upended on the regional title game here against Ottawa. Were you on the call for that one?
I was here.
That I remember that.
A memory that a lot of Holton fans have tried to block out of their memory for sure.
That was a really good team 3 years ago for the Wildcats, wanting to get back to similar fashion here in 25. Here's a 1-1 that's fouled away. Ivory Stidham, and it's one ball, two strikes. And the runner at first is Ogden, two down. Wildcats leading 1-0 on an RBI ground out by Kennedy Smith in the last half inning. And a chance here for Wilson to get out of it. Here's the pitch. A little bit outside, pops out the glove, but no advance by the runner Ogden at first.
Is John Dietrich still an assistant coach at McLeod for softball?
I am not 100% sure.
Okay. Well, I brought it up. Yep. Somebody here in the fans said yes.
Here's a ground ball left side. Playable, bobbled, and everyone's going to be safe. That'll be an error by the shortstop in Cook, and that keeps the inning alive. It was hit fairly hard. I wouldn't say it was the sharpest ground ball, but certainly a tough play. But nonetheless, one that probably should have been made, and now Panthers have two on and two outs.
Reason I brought up Dietrich, because, of course, he was a longtime coach here for Holton softball. Had some good teams that went to the state tournament and was here that year that you referred to. Holton's best season as of late. Last year led by Carlene McManigal. She's still on the staff this year, kind of as a pitcher and catcher volunteer assistant. Holton has a new head coach, as John McManigal promoted, and they've brought a new assistant coach on the staff as well.
Liggett in the batter's box, taking one a little bit high, and it's two balls and no strikes here. As she jumps out in front of Tinley Wilson, who's trying to hang on to this slim 1-0 lead for the Wildcats. But again, the Panthers, after an error by the shortstop, have two on and two outs. Next pitch, just missing low. Both those pitches were borderline, but both going to the favor of Liggett. Now three balls and no strikes with Blackwood on deck here for Royal Valley.
Yeah, heart of the order. First time Panthers have had a couple of base runners in an inning, so their best chance by far.
Here's the pitch. Swinging on it, 3-0, and fouls it towards the parking lot. Now three balls and one strike. Liggett had a single in her first at bat, but did not get past first base in the first inning. But runners at first and second. Ogden at second. Stidham the runner at first. A 3-1 pitch here by Wilson. And it just missed inside. A lot of borderline pitches there. Wilson, body language, not agreeing with it, but now has to settle in because the bases are loaded with two down.
I think Tinley's a little bit frustrated as well because Holton's misplayed a few balls. We had the misplayed ball at second. We had the dropped foul ball off of first. We had the error by the shortstop. So I think that's part of Tinley's frustration a little bit right now as the entire infield would gather around her. Meeting called again by the senior leader, J.C. Cook, just to try to settle everything down here and force it any base now with the bags juiced. And Royal Valley's got their cleanup hitter at the plate with them loaded. A great opportunity for the Panthers.
It's called the cleanup hitter for a reason, and it's the perfect scenario. Bases loaded for number four in the order. And Madison Blackwood, who grounded out to second to end the first inning here today. Her team trails 1-0 here with two outs in the third, and the first pitch by Wilson is high for ball one.
Yeah, that two outs is the big thing. I mean, Holton's kind of put themselves in this situation, but because they have two outs, they have a chance to get an easy one here at any base and get out of this inning unharmed.
Blackwood batting from the right side against the right-hander in Wilson. A little bit open on the stance. Here's a 1-0, and it's popped up. High in the air, down the left field line, and that one is going to be caught in foul territory. Boy, the vision was blocked a little bit, but another fantastic play by the left fielder in Hawthorne.
She's working on a gold glove. Two big, impressive outs, and that one was huge. Of course, it was a foul ball, but again, covering a lot of ground out there to get Holton out of the jam.
So the Panthers leave them loaded, and we go to the bottom of the third inning with the Wildcats still leading this one 1-0.
Spring is in the air, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and your tires? Yikes. Winter was rough, and those potholes didn't do you any favors. But don't worry, Wilson Tire in Holton has your tires, oil changes, and expert service to get you back on the road. Because the only thing that should be blown this spring is dandelions. Call 785-362-8473 or visit WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, three meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go to the bottom of the third inning here in Holton. And is that one going to roll right back into play? It does. Well, how about that to start? Number 9 in the order, and freshman Stephanie Crawford hit one off the end of the bat that rolled into foul territory, Justin, but it spun back into play, and a leadoff single for number 9 in the order.
Yeah, she's quick, but didn't need it because the ball did all the work for her. That was incredible English on that to kind of spin back fair inside the line.
We're in the bottom of the third inning. The Wildcats holding on to a 1-0 lead. Crawford trying to steal second, and in there safely. Another stolen base for the Wildcats, and Crawford up into scoring position with nobody out. They're back to the top of the order with Hawthorne here, who's made two fantastic defensive plays here already in this game, ending each of the last two innings on fantastic catches. Now steps in, slaps one right back to Blackwood, who's going to look over at third, and it's dropped by the first baseman, and the Wildcats are going to get a run thanks to an error. Maybe just took the eye off the ball there was Moss at first. And good base running by Crawford to give the Wildcats a 2-0 lead here in the third.
Well, Royal Valley have been clean so far. We just talked about all Holton's misplays, opportunities missed in the field, and now Royal Valley's one is very costly as Holton doubles their lead.
That pitch taken for a ball. Another stolen base attempt, and sliding in safely was Hawthorne.
Talk about aggressive. Holton is definitely that on the base paths here today.
They're not messing around, and they have been aggressive, and it's gone their way to this point. Crawford leading things off with a single, stole second, and got home on the air at first after the hit by Hawthorne, and the Wildcats leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. This one's hit well right to the shortstop for the first out. Throw back to second, not in time. Good play by Liggett at shortstop. It was well hit by Olberding, but again, right place, right time for out number one. Much needed out number one for the Panthers.
Yeah, it's just tough luck. Olberding hit it right on sweet spot, hit it really hard, but great play by Liggett.
So one out, one on. Here's Cook. A check swing, but ball number one is the call. Grounded out to short to end the bottom of the first inning. Up for a second time here in today's game. Open stance from the right side. Blackwood fires it in there, and it swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. Runner at second is Hawthorne. So a run in the second, and another run tagged here in the third for the Wildcats, and looking for more. Here's the pitch. A little bit off speed, but below the knees for ball number two. Tenley Wilson on deck, this Wildcat team. 9 wins a year ago, 12 in the 23 season than we mentioned a bit ago about the 19-3 season back in 2022. Next pitch to Cook upstairs. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike.
Yeah, some of those girls from 2022 are stars right now. Washburn, a couple of them anyway. Sadie Walker, one of the best pitchers in Division II for Washburn already. 3 years in, she's been great.
Our next pitch is low and in the dirt and kicks away from the catcher, Stormy Lake, which allows Hawthorne to dance her way to third. So now at the corners, with still only one out for the cleanup spot in Tinley Wilson.
Gracie Gallagher for Holton was on that team as well, now playing college softball at Washburn.
Well, you mentioned Washburn, their men's basketball team in the
tonight.
Final Four tonight.
That's right.
Looking for a national championship. Ground ball right back up the middle into center field, and Wilson coming through with an RBI single. It's the second run of the inning, and the Wildcats lead it 3-0. Just nice piece of hitting by Tinley Wilson.
Yeah, it took no time. She was ready from the first pitch there, and right back up the middle. Courtesy runner will come in, and Wilson will get ready to pitch with at least a 3-run lead now the next time she makes a trip to the circle.
Another freshman, Sophia Arredondo, who's going to be the courtesy runner, who, of course, was made the state wrestling tournaments back in late February. She'll step in at first, and the first pitch here to Alexa Warner is taken for strike one.
Alexa already with one of the 3 Holton base hits in this game. She scored the Wildcats' first run.
Had a single and 2 stolen bases to work her way home. Kind of a very slight check swing, and it missed outside. 1-1.
Yeah, her stealing first and second led to her being able to score on an RBI on a ground out with just one away.
And taking all the way here, and it's called strike, and she falls behind here, does Warner. 1-2. And we're in the bottom of the third inning. The Wildcats 3-0. Right now their lead over Royal Valley, but they got runners at first and second here, trying to continue to add to it. Here's one hit off the end part of the bat and right to the second baseman. It is caught by Morrison for the outs. And again, big out there for Royal Valley. Now it's up to Lily Tanking, trying to continue to keep the line moving here in the third.
Still runners first and second, but 2 outs now as the Panthers try to keep this a 3-run game at the end of 3.
Tanking walked in her first AB. Second at bat takes one a little high and inside for ball number 1. Tanking a junior, batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 15. She'll chop this one to the left side, high bounce at third, low throw, but it's dug out there for the third and final out. But the Wildcats, they scratch across a couple more runs, and through 3 innings here in Holton, the Wildcats 3 and the Panthers nothing.
Hi, this is Angie with Brown Atchison Electric. Did you know that as a member of Brown Atchison, you are also an owner? Any profits made by the cooperative are eventually returned. These capital credits are part of the cooperative advantage enjoyed by our members. Brown Atchison Electric is member-owned and member-driven. We exist to serve you safely, reliably, and affordably. You can help us be even more affordable and maybe even win a bill credit. Please contact our office and be a part of the BCP program this summer.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continues here on KNZA. Beautiful day, but breezy here in Holton. Justin, Seth, Brandon all with you. The Wildcats at home, a 3-0 lead on the Royal Valley Panthers. Big East League action here on KNZA. They got 2 runs, did the Wildcats in the bottom of the third on 2 hits and an error helping by the Royal Valley defense. Nonetheless, Wildcats now with Tinley Wilson back inside the circle as we start the top of the fourth inning. Royal Valley, it'll be 5, 6, and 7 in their order with Jim, Lake, and Moss. Julie Jim, the senior third baseman, struck out her first time up. Leads it off here in the top of the fourth. Wilson sets, sand deals. And it's hit well out to shallow left center field. It drops in for a hit. Long turn at first, and a good start here in the inning for Royal Valley with a leadoff single.
And first time in four innings, they've been able to get that leadoff runner aboard. Can be a game changer. Let's see if they're as aggressive as Holton has been, because Holton has scored three runs, but all three of those runners have stolen at least one, if not two, bases before coming across the plate. So that aggressive base running for Holton has paid off. See what the Panthers do with their leadoff lady aboard.
At first, nobody out. Here's Lake. Shows bunt, pulls back. And it's taken for a strike, and there's the throw to first as the runner was dancing. Jim was just a touch, but back safely.
So taken for a strike, and the runner didn't go. I think that was a miscommunication between the coach and player and batter there for Royal Valley.
No balls and one strike. Here in the top of the fourth, next pitch in the dirt. Dug up nicely, though, by Olberding to keep it in front. And it's one ball and one strike. Lake struck out her first time up on a 3-2 pitch. Back in for a second time. A little bit open on the stance from the right side. Wilson's pitch is chin high for ball number two. One run in the second, two in the third for the Wildcats. Their lead is 3-0. Trying to get off to a good start in league play. This is Royal Valley's first game of the year. As Justin mentioned, the Wildcats played Tuesday at Santa Fe Trail and split with a pair of 9-7 finals. Next pitch was upstairs, and it's three balls, one strike here to Lake. Hitter count. Here's the pitch. Just missed inside. Boy, there's been quite a few borderline pitches thrown by Wilson today, and that one is going to lead to a base on balls. And now the Panthers with two on and nobody out. That brings up the junior first baseman in Sydney Moss, who flew out to left field to end the second, but it was near the warning track, and that's where Hawthorne made a sensational catch right up against the fence to end that inning. And the wind is blowing in that direction. First pitch taken for ball number one. Two on and nobody out. Wildcats, they 3-0 lead here in the fourth. Ground ball past the glove of Wilson, fielded it short, underhands to second base, and I believe the out was made at second. They tried the double play, so the Wildcats get an out, but they're now going to be at the corners with one down. Good play by the shortstop and Cook there, but now Ainsley Morrison will step in with the runners at the corners. Panthers trying to get their first run.
Yeah, pretty good turn, too, there by Crawford. They didn't miss the double play by more than a second or so. It was close, but the Panthers have him first and third.
Now this one's hit well to the right side, but foul. And no balls and one strike here on Morrison. Junior second baseman grounded out in her first at bat. Runner at third is Truly Jim. Runner at first is Sydney Moss. The Wildcats a 3-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Panthers are threatening. Wilson sets and deals an 0-1. And it's taken for a strike. Now a throw to third is not in time. Well, that was close. And in the process, Moss taking second base without a throw. So now second and third with one out. But the count is 0-2 here on Morrison. Wilson would love to order up a strikeout here. Here's the 0-2. There it is. Or nope. It was 1-1. Beg your pardon there. So now it is 1-2. That is on me. Now she would like to order up a strikeout. Jim at third. Runner at second is Moss. One out here in the top of the fourth. And now a ground ball foul. Stays 1-2 here on Morrison. Number 8 in the order for the Panthers.
I think that first pitch must have been called a ball on the quick snap throw to third. Confusion in the count here at the field, but needing something here from the number 8 hitter down in the count 1-2. Morrison trying to get this run home.
Here's the spin and deal. Just missing again. Just below the knees, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, no runs, 1 hit coming into this inning, but Jim has added the second hit of the game for Royal Valley. It's a big 2-2. And it's upstairs, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Morrison has battled back, being behind in the count. and now has it 3-2 with runners at second and third and only one out in the inning. Wildcats leading 3-0. Here's the pitch by Wilson, and it's high ball four. Good at bat for Ainsley Morrison, and now they're juiced up for number nine in the order in Molly Ogden, who reached on an error her first time up. Big opportunity for Royal Valley in their first game of the year. They're down 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. They have them loaded with one out. Here is Ogden, the freshman. Or correction, beg your pardon, a senior. Read that wrong, and the first pitch taken for strike number one. Got a force at any base in the Wildcat defense. Corner infield playing in. Would think anything on the ground might be coming home. Here's an 0-1. Ground ball right to Wilson. Plays it at home to third for two, and it gets out to left field. So a throwing error after the out at home, and one run is going to score for Royal Valley. Boy, a huge chance for the Wildcats to get out of it, but an error is going to give Royal Valley their first run of the game.
Had about everything they wanted there, and they thought maybe catcher would try to throw towards first to get that double play. It wasn't going to be a force at third. Would have had to have been a tag, but because of the where she kind of got the ball from.
So now second and third with two down. And here's number one in the order, Samantha Klotz, who takes one high for ball one.
She'd fielded that throw from home and was kind of looking towards third, and so instead of having to turn the body and throw close to the runner, still not a lot of damage with just one run in.
But two outs. Here's the pitch. Popped up, shallow right field, and dropping in for a base hit. Here comes the runner from second. It is a two RBI single by Klotz, and we are deadlocked at 3-3.
There's where it comes back to haunt you. And a great job by Klotz. Just another beautifully placed ball. Crawford gave it a try from second back into short right field, but could not get there. And Panthers have tied it up with just a couple hits, but getting a little bit of help as well.
A 3-3 game now in the top of the fourth. Klotz at first, two down. Here's Stidham. Takes one low for ball one. Popped out to third in her first at bat, reached on an error. And her second at bat now has an opportunity to go ahead run at first base with two down. We've seen errors by both teams coming back to haunt for runs, and there's a steal attempt by Klotz, and she's in there. Or did she slot?
She slid past it.
Yeah, she slid past the bag, and the tag was applied, so that's going to end the inning. Her facial expression looks like she does not agree, but the umpire made the call, and that gets the Wildcats out of the inning. But the damage is done. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 3-3 tie here in Holton.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Productive top of the fourth inning for Royal Valley. Three runs on two hits. A big error by Holton's defense allowing that outcome, and went from 3-0 to 3-3 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here on KNCA. The Wildcats will have the bottom third of the order, starting here with Kennedy Smith, who drove in the first run of the game with an RBI groundout. Blackwood back inside the circle, the game tied, and first pitch swinging. It's fouled away for strike number one. So halfway into this one, we are then locked at 3-3. Mostly sunshine on the diamond, shade behind the backstop. Say about 80% of the field in the sunshine. Next pitch by Blackwood is swing and a miss for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Smith. Bontrager and Crawford also due up for the Wildcats in this inning. Pitch by Blackwood, sliced foul over the fence down the right field line, stays 0-2. Both teams again trying to get off to a good start here in Big East League play. Ooh. Big dirt gust, and there's a swing and a miss. Play down to first in time. There's a strikeout for Madison Blackwood. Good start to the inning. That is her second strikeout of the game.
Every Royal Valley infielder right now is trying to get dirt out of their eye. That gust whipped up a lot of dirt on the infield and kind of cut every single one of them. Probably a good thing the ball wasn't put in play because I don't know if anybody could have seen it. Good strike out there by Blackburn.
That had to have played maybe a factor in Smith up there, kind of seeing that behind the pitcher as that pitch was coming in. And a swing and a miss for the second strikeout of the game for Blackwood is now stepping in is Bontrager. Takes one knee high for a called strike. Lined out to second base in her first at bat, which ended the bottom of the second inning. Blackwood sets and deals. Swing and a miss. And just like Smith in the first at bat of the inning, Blackwood's out in front here at Bontrager at 0-2.
A little confidence out there. Team just got her three runs, got right back in this game, all tied up, and Madison working quickly.
There's a swing and a miss. Confident swing, but a miss is the outcome, and there's back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, she hadn't struck out anybody since the very first batter of the game, and now two in a row here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Productive at bat, first time out for the freshman, and Stephanie Crawford, who tries to keep the line moving here for the Wildcats. Single, stolen base, and a run scored, and takes one inside for ball one. A 3-3 tie here in the bottom of the fourth. Wildcats and Panthers. First league matchup of the season. Next one low as well, and it's 2-0. Bats on the right side. Fairly straight up with the stance, playing up in the box. There's an off-speed pitch that's high. And Crawford way out in front. Three balls, no strikes.
Crawford, one of the other Holton players that pitched quite a bit on Tuesday against Santa Fe Trail. In fact, started game one, a season opener. She and Tinley Wilson did most of the pitching.
See what she does here on 3-0, taking all the way, and it's inside, ball four. So after back-to-back strikeouts on Smith and Bontrager, a four-pitch walk to Crawford, and that gets us to the top of the order with Madison Hawthorne. So two at-bats, Crawford has reached twice. He's at first with two down. And there's a steal attempt. Throw to second is in time for the out.
Nice shot by
Stormy Lake, the catcher. Guns down the runner at second in Crawford, and that ends the inning. So a two-out walk does no harm, and we head to the fifth inning. We're tied at three here on KNZA.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert, non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatment to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good, good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our first softball broadcast here on KNCA is a good one so far. Four innings in, it's a 3-3 tie here in Holton. Wildcats and Royal Valley Panthers against Seth in studio. Justin, Brandon down the third base line here at the ball field in Holton. Royal Valley scoring all three of their runs in the fourth. Holton's three runs, one in the second, and two in the third as Tenley Wilson getting ready to go back to work. Both starting pitchers have gone the entire way to this point, and now chance for Royal Valley to take a lead here in the top of the fifth. In a 3-3 tie, and they got the top of the order, or correction, number two in the order, I should say. And Stidham, who starts, puts down a bunt, playable. Wilson comes out of the circle and rifles it to first for a nice play for out number one.
1-4 as Crawford was over there first to take the throw with the corner infielders coming in. So defensively, play perfect there by the Wildcats. Mentioned earlier, Royals home opener trailing 4-3 against Cleveland, but after blowing an opportunity with two on nobody out in the eighth, the Royals have two on nobody out in the bottom of the ninth again.
Well, they have a chance to redeem themselves in front of a sold-out crowd at the K, but we're getting quite the ball game here as well as Wilson's pitch to Liggett is a little bit high for ball one, who has reached in both of her at-bats. She singled in the first and walked in the third. One out, nobody on here in the fifth, a 3-3 tie, and Wilson's pitch is a little bit low for ball number two. Panthers, 11 wins last year, two years ago. They won 14 games, including a 12-2 mark, which won them the Big 7 League crown. 8 wins in the 22 season. That's their first game here in 2025, and right now deadlocked here at Holton, 3-3 in the fifth. Pitch by Wilson is a little bit high. And 3-0 the counts, now on Liggett. Madison Blackwood due up next. Nice gusty breeze out towards left field here today, 15 to 30 miles an hour at times. That next pitch is low to Liggett for ball number four, and she has reached in all three of her ABs today.
That's four walks for Tinley Wilson. Two of the four came last inning when Royal Valley scored all three of their runs. So three walks now of the last seven batters that Tinley Wilson has faced. She tries to keep this one tied up.
So now one on, one out here in the top of the fifth. 3-3 tie. Wilson steps back, now facing number four in the order in Madison Blackwood. It's pitcher on pitcher. Pitch is low. Throw to second from the knees is, well, looks to be safe. Didn't really get a call from the umpire, but a stolen base by Liggett has her in scoring position and a chance. Base hit could give Royal Valley their first lead of the day. That pitch was outside the zone to Blackwood, so it's 1-0. If she can put something in play here. Here's Wilson's pitch, and a ground ball foul. And we're evened up, one ball, one strike. Blackwood 0-2 today, a ground out, and then flew out to foul territory down the left field line. Runner at second base is Liggett with one out. Got there thanks to a four-pitch walk. Wilson's pitch is hit to shallow left field, and it drops in for a hit. And it gets away from the left fielder. And that gives Royal Valley the lead. So a single and an error gives Royal Valley a 4-3 lead here in the fifth.
Yeah, well-placed ball by Madison Blackburn. The pitcher helping herself out with the single. And sometimes that ball does funny things when it hits that outfield grass. And that time just got away from Hawthorne. Has made two spectacular running catches today, but misplayed that one as the Panthers have their first lead of the afternoon.
And a courtesy runner now in at second. That is Hadley Sheets, a sophomore who steps in now at second base and replacing Blackwood. So Panthers have their first lead at 4-3 and looking for more. Ground ball, left side, fielded, firing to first. Low throw, but dug out for the out. So ground out to short by Truly Jim, and the runner in Sheets will advance to third. So now two outs, Sheets the courtesy runner at third base, and it's up to the catcher in Stormy Lake, who is 0-1 with a walk. 4-3 Royal Valley here in the top of the fifth, their first lead of the day. Swing and a foul tip strike, and it's 0-1.
Let's look at another Royal Valley lineup here. They have all nine of their girls have now reached base one way or another today, whether it was a hit or a walk or an error. Fielder's choice, they've all been on base now for Royal Valley.
Pitch by Wilson, popped up, foul territory right side, out of play, and it's no balls and two strikes.
In fact, last inning when Royal Valley got their three runs. It was the 7, 8, 9 hitters that got on base and came around to score. So you love that kind of production from the bottom of your lineup.
But a run scratched across thanks to an error out in left field, allowing the runner to score from third. Giving Royal Valley a 4-3 lead, but an 0-2 pitch here is just a bit upstairs. One ball, two strikes here on Lake. Royal Valley 11-13 a year ago, but they started that season 0-6. Another pitch to Lake is upstairs. Even Stevens, two balls, two strikes. Runner at third is Sheets, the courtesy runner for Blackwood. Standing there hoping that Lake can drive her home, and there's a shot down the right field line, but foul. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. If Lake's able to do something here, Sydney Moss will be up next. So Royal Valley, again, they trailed 3-0 after the third inning, but they tied it in the fourth, and now they have taken the lead here in the fifth. A runner at third with two down, trying to add to it. Next pitch to Lake is low and inside, and the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Big opportunity here. Wilson sets, spins it, and delivers. Another foul ball. Good at bat here by Stormy Lake. We'll try it again at three balls, two strikes. Sheets, the courtesy runner at third base. Stidham tried to bunt to lead off the inning, but grounded out. Then a walk, a single, and an error, leading to that go-ahead run. And then now standing here with Lake at 3-2 with a runner at third and two down. And a tie, ball four. Good at bat for Stormy Lake, and the inning continues.
She's had a couple really good at bats twice now. She's been on drawing a walk, and some of those issue struggles continue a little bit for Wilson in terms of her command as she's now walked five batters here in the last three innings.
So now they're at the corners with two down, and here is Moss, who has reached on a fielder's choice and has scored a run. Also flew out to left in the second. The Panthers have gathered their first lead of the season here in the fifth inning. 4-3 right now. First pitch is high. Chance for a stolen base and out at second. So they tried the steal, and the Wildcats get out of it. Good play by Olberding down to second to throw out that runner in Stormy Lake. But the Panthers, again, do take the lead, and we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Royal Valley 4 and Holton 3.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNDA continues here this afternoon in Holton. Royal Valley 4-3. They lead it here over the Wildcats. Is home team Holton coming up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Facing again Madison Blackwood, who's pitched the entire way so far. Wildcats had a 3-0 lead after the third inning. Royal Valley gathering four runs in the third to tie it, and then a go-ahead run in the last half inning in the top of the fifth. So Holton now coming up trailing here, but they do have the top of the order, starting with Madison Hawthorne, who's had a good day, and stolen base and a run scored. That's from the left side against the right-hander in Blackwood. Wildcats trailing for the first time, and a bunt shown. Hawthorne puts it down, it pops out of the glove, and easily down to first. So much speed for Hawthorne. I think if it's fielded cleanly, I don't even think Jim still gets her out at first, even with a good throw.
Yeah, good speed when you bat on that side of the plate, of course. You get the good little running start, and you're on the right side. And good execution there by Hawthorne.
So the leadoff runner is on. Another bunt put down. This time they'll just... Oh, and there's miscommunication by the infield for Royal Valley.
Well, the runner was going, so the second baseman was going towards second. But then on the bunt, that left nobody to cover as the first baseman charging in to field the bunt, and nobody was there first. So Holton's in business, two on, nobody out.
That would probably be an error, I would say, on somebody on that second AB.
Well, it's a mental error. I'd say it's probably officially ruled a hit.
Here's a throw to third, and bobbled out of the glove, and safe, a double steal. So we've talked about the aggressiveness of the Wildcat base runners today, and it is certainly coming into play here. Now second and third with nobody out. We've got a time here as Dan Hawthorne went sliding in head first into third and a little bit shaken up there.
Yeah, she might have a couple bruises tomorrow. That diving catch she made clear back in the third inning as well for Holton defensively in left field. So she's had a couple. You know, and Roll Valley actually would have had that runner out, but I think the ball was dropped by the third
base.
Yeah,
it was bobbled, yeah.
Yeah, if it wasn't bobbled, they would have got that lead runner out there trying to steal a third.
Well, now J.C. Cook, one swing away potentially from giving the Wildcats the lead right back. Pitch by Blackwood is a little bit inside, and it's one ball and no strikes, or 2-0. Here's the pitch by Blackwood. Fouled out of play to the right side. Or correction, the counts on Cook here is one ball and two strikes. But two runners on, Hawthorne at third. Olberding at second. Two freshmen on the base pass. Got the tying run at third. The go-ahead run at second is here in the bottom of the fifth. Now it's laced to right field for a base hit. And it ricochets off the right fielder, and that, just like that, gives the Wildcats a 5-4 lead here in the fifth.
Well, she ripped that ball and drives in two runs. So you got your top of the order, both getting infield singles, and then a 2-RBI rip shot to right field by J.C. Cook gives Holton back the lead.
So Cook, just like that, the Panthers did not have the lead very long. Now runner at second, still nobody out here for Wilson, and now she hits it to the opposite field, back towards the track and under the fence, and the warning track making the catch for the out, and tagging to third is Cook. So a big first out finally recorded by Royal Valley. Productive at bat, though, for Tinley Wilson to get that runner to third. And now an RBI chance here for the freshman, Alexa Warner. Singled and scored, a couple stolen bases, also a line out to second. And taking one in there for a strike. So a 5-4 Wildcat lead here in the fifth. A good game here today between these two. The season opener for Royal Valley, third game of the year for the Wildcats. Next pitch to Warner is out off the plate for ball number one. Runner at third is Cook. A big blow was 2 RBI hit by Cook to give the Wildcats that lead right back. The next pitch is a little bit low and inside, 2-1. Lily tanking on deck here for the Wildcats. Wildcats had a 3-0 lead after three. Panthers tied it in the fourth, took the lead in the fifth. The Wildcats in the home fifth have taken the lead right back. And next pitch also missing. It's now 3-1 here on Warner. That's from the right side. A little more shade working its way onto the field. And now she hits it to the right side and finds its way past the outstretched arm of Crawford and into right field for a hit. And the run is in. And now a 6-4 Wildcat lead.
So just like J.C. Cook, that was a really nice piece of hitting by Alexa Warner. As you get your speedy girls on with infield hits and then have some power to bring them in. Great RBI knocks there by Cook and Warner here in the bottom of the fifth.
Here's tanking now with Warner at first base. Still only one out. She'll show bunt. She pulls it back. It's inside for a ball. Stolen Bates attempt. And in there safely. Just past the tag. And aggressive has been the definition of the base running today for the Wildcats as Warner steals her third base of the game.
I'm pretty sure if we had instant replay or challenges, they'd be looking at least four or five of those plays we've had at second base today. There's been some tight and perhaps questionable calls for both teams.
Now the umpire looking towards us and saying something. Don't think he was addressing us in any way, shape, or form.
Checking the count, I believe.
Okay.
The official scores keeper.
I think it's 0-1 here on tanking. Warner at second base, still only one out. The Wildcats have scored three in the inning and now lead at 6-4. Now the count on tanking is 0-2. Pitch by Blackwood. Swing and a miss. Down she goes. Big strikeout there for Blackwood, and now two outs for Kennedy Smith.
Yeah, she needed that with just two innings to go. You hate to down by more than just a couple runs, trying to keep this one close here at 6-4.
All right, so stepping in, Kennedy Smith, who drove in the first run of the game, and first pitch swinging, sends it into foul territory, and there was a heavy thud on a vehicle over there.
I have no
problem parking as far away as humanly possible and walking to the fields.
Not on a day like today.
Not on a day like today.
Beautiful day for a walk.
Yeah. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Another foul ball, and cars beware.
You know, speaking of walk, pretty good job here by Blackwood because she's only walked two batters in this game. Her counterpart's given up five walks, so Blackwood's done a good job today limiting base runners and not putting them on with free passes.
Here's an 0-2, though, and a swing and a miss. Pitch was low and inside. And that's the final out of the inning. But the damage done by the Wildcats. Down 4-3 going into the inning. They tag three. Now I have a 6-4 lead on Royal Valley as we go to the sixth inning. You're listening to high school softball here on KNZA.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNZA continues alongside Justin Fluke, Brandon Tam, and Seth Tollefson. We've had a good one here today, our first of many regular season baseball and softball broadcasts here on our network. The Holton Wildcats here at home came up to bat in the last half inning in the bottom of the fifth, trailing 4-3, but they played three. On four hits, they left one on base, so a 6-4 Wildcat lead. Finley Wilson back inside the circle, trying to hang on to this one with two innings to go. Royal Valley will have the bottom third of their order here with Sydney Moss, Ainsley Morrison, and Molly Ogden. So here we go. Six runs, seven hits. For the Wildcats, they have left four on base, four runs, four hits, and five left on for the Panthers, and a ground ball left side, and it's booted into shallow left for a hit. Would have been a tough play. I think that's going to go down as a leadoff hit here for Sydney Moss, and just what the doctor ordered for the Panthers here in the sixth.
You bet. Hold that a couple infield singles to get their big inning started, and now an infield hit for Royal Valley to get their leadoff runner aboard here in the sixth.
Second time today in three at-bats. Moss has reached, and now number 8 in the order, Ainsley Morrison. That's on the right side. Fouls this one straight back into the fence. No balls and one strike. Morrison is grounded out, also has a walk and a run scored. Wildcats 6, Panthers 4. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Panthers getting their leadoff man on, and Moss at first base with a single. This one is fouled away. And quickly, no balls, two strikes. Ogden will follow. And you mentioned earlier in the broadcast the production that the bottom of this order has done today, which you always like to see if you're a coach.
Yeah, not necessarily in terms of hits, but they've been able to find their way on base and manufacture runs coming around.
Next pitch, throw to first. Ooh, close play, not in time. Nice play, though, by Oberding. Kind of a snap throw to first and nearly caught Moss off guard, but pitch was outside for a ball, and it's 1-2 here on Morrison. Wilson sets and deals. And it's hit up the middle and into center field for a hit. Good at bat, down 1-2, and number 8 in the order comes through. And just like that, 2 on and nobody out here in the 6th.
Yeah, 7 and 8 hitters aboard, and you get the feeling that 10 runs won't be the total number scored in this game here today.
So here is the senior right fielder, Molly Ogden. 2 on and nobody out. Her team down 2 here in the top of the 6th. Wilson's pitch is taken for a strike. And it's 0-1. Ogden reached on an error her first time up, reached on a fielder's choice in that 3-run 4th. Came around to score one of those 3 runs, which at the time tied the game. Now she hits this right back to Wilson, throws it to third for the force, and now a double play, not in time, tried to go third to first. But Wilson, a good job snagging that one inside the circle, getting the lead run at third base for out number 1.
Yeah, had plenty of time, short throw. Just heads up there by Tinley Wilson, helping herself out, getting the lead runner and the first out of the inning.
Back to the top of the order, Samantha Klotz, her 4th at bat here. 2 on, 1 out. Her team down 2 in the top of the 6th.
She's got the biggest hit of the day for Royal Valley. Her 2-run shot there to right center field last time up.
Swing and a miss right there, and she falls behind at no balls and one strike. 2 RBI single in that 3-run 4th inning.
Yeah, kind of got her team back in it because Holton had a 3-0 lead, and that was the big hit the Panthers needed to kind of get back into this game.
Well, big players make big plays, and she's been a big-time player at all levels, all sports throughout her career, but she takes a called strike here and has to do it from behind right now. It's 0-2. Central Missouri volleyball commit.
Yeah, one of those players that she's been good in every single sport she's played throughout her high school career.
And now on a 2-strike pitch, she slaps it to right field. It's misplayed off the bounce, and Klotz is horsing around second, and she will stop at third, and the throw gets away, and she makes it all the way around. And the Panthers, on one swing, retake the lead at 7-6.
Well, the hit was smoked, and I don't think Smith really misplayed it. That ball hit something out there awkwardly and just went kind of the opposite direction, rolled to the fence, so definitely a hit. But then the air came on the throw, and that allowed Klotz to go all the way around. She was almost to lap the player in front of her as well when she was heading into third. And, wow, you mentioned it, one pitch and game changes just like that.
So if we kind of look over here as far as what that exactly goes down as, would that be a double at least?
Two-run double and then an error? Two-base error?
Two-base error? A three-base error. Okay.
A base hit and an error. How about that? Definitely a base hit, couple
a
RBIs.
A hit that just gave their team the lead. How about that as well? What a play by Klotz. The 2 biggest hits of the day for Royal Valley. In the blink of an eye, we've had multiple lead changes here in the last 2 innings. Now the bases are clear with 1 out here for Stidham. It's a 7-6 Panthers lead.
And now your 7, 8, 9 hitters of Royal Valley have scored 5 of their 7 runs. Bottom third of the order has scored 5 of their 7.
Next pitch by Wilson, low and outside. 2 balls and no strikes here on Avery Stidham. Another good Panthers basketball player. Boy, they had a great season, Coach Boucher and the Panthers. Got to a sub-state championship game, but ran into one of the best teams in the state in Osage City. And we're a 14-win team. Stidham a big part of that. Now she takes a 2-0 in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1.
Did them 0-3 today, so she would kind of like to join the action here. Royal Valley now with 7 runs on 7 hits in the game.
Next pitch in the dirt, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. So a couple of singles to start, then a fielder's choice, and then the big knock by Klotz, which a 3-base error, which allowed her to score all the way from her hit to right field, and now there's a pitch upstairs for ball 4.
So 6 walks in the game issued by Wilson, but, you know, when you talk about errors, Holton has 5 errors in this game now, and they've led a few of these Royal Valley runs. They've been costly errors for the Wildcats, no doubt.
7-6 Royal Valley here in the top of the 6th. They have a runner at first with Stidham on the walk and 1 out. And the first pitch, snap throw to first, not in time. And the first pitch here to Liggett is upstairs for ball number 1. 6th batter here to come up in the inning. She's had a good day. She's reached all 3 of her at-bats with a single and a couple of walks. And multiple lead changes here over the last 2 innings. Good stop by Olberding, the catcher, going down to the knees to pick up that low strike, or that low ball, I should say. And it's 2-0.
Yeah, 3 lead changes in this game, but it is the first time that Royal Valley's been, I guess it's just a 1-run lead. Yeah, they haven't led by more than 1. Holton had a 3-0 lead early.
It was 3-0 Holton after 3, but then Panthers in the top of the 4th tied it with 3 runs. They took the lead in the 5th. Now they have retaken the lead, and now this one's hit well to the gap in left center and not getting there. And the 2 defenders collide in the gap. It is picked up and thrown in. 1 run is in. Throw to 3rd is not in time. Boy, it's the help of Hawthorne, the left fielder, colliding with Tanking in center. Tanking got up and got the ball back in. But that was a well-placed shot and just tough in terms of the communication. But a run is in on that shot by Liggett. And now, as you just mentioned, Royal Valley had not had a lead more than 1, but now they lead it by 2.
Well, they didn't hit, like, square face-to-face. They kind of caught each other's sides, and Tanking a little bit bigger than Hawthorne. So Maddie has kind of taken a beating today, whether it's sliding into 3rd or chasing a ball down in the outfield, making a sliding catch, or 1 in foul territory she laid out for as well. Maddie Hawthorne has had an adventurous day for sure. And now Royal Valley has a lead of more than 1 run for the first time today.
It is 8-6. Wilson, a little pause in the action here.
And I don't think that's an error on that last play.
I think
the ball was
down
to the gap.
Triple.
It was definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I think it
was players kind of hitting each other, allowed maybe an extra base for Liggett there. But
she'll get the RBI, and again, a big RBI. I mean, late in the game, a 2-run lead is seems a lot more sizable than a 1-run lead, but still a chance to add more here as this one has popped up. Shallow right field, and going out is the second baseman and Crawford to make the catch, and it keeps the runner Liggett at 3rd. So a big second out. That one was again by Madison Blackwood. Now it's up to Truly Jim with 2 outs.
Yeah, good job by Crawford to go back and get it. Had that ball been hit a little bit deeper, the runner might have been able to tag for 3rd, but not only a good catch by Crawford going back, but she kind of kept her balance, and she was still looking in with her momentum towards home plate, ready to throw if needed.
First pitch to Jim is low for ball 1. 8th batter to come up here in the inning for Royal Valley. So if Jim's able to get on, they would bat around here in this frame. But 2 outs, runner at 3rd. Panthers have taken an 8-6 lead here in the inning. There's a swing and a miss by Jim, and it's 1-1. Samantha Klotz has had 2 monstrous hits in this game today. Liggett at 3rd with a big RBI knock as well. Next pitch, slow roller. Right back to Wilson, takes her time over to 1st for the out. But again, I've said it the last 3 or 4 half innings, damage done. And the Panthers this time have a 2-run lead. 8-6 Royal Valley. We go to the home 6th here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses.
From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the hour, 6 o'clock here on KNZA, bringing you some high school softball. It's been a fun and entertaining game with Royal Valley and Holton. Wildcats trailing as we go to the bottom of the 6th. Royal Valley getting 4 runs on 4 hits. Liggett and Klotz, 2 big hits in that inning. And the Panthers now a 2-run lead here in the home 6th. 8-6 our score. Blackwood goes back inside the circle as Bontrager steps in and swings and foul tips the first one for strike number one.
Talked about the production from the bottom of the Royal Valley lineup. That's what Holton needs here, down to just a couple innings to go, and 8-9 leading off here in the bottom of the 6th.
And this is the season opener for Royal Valley. Here's a sharp ground ball into left field for a leadoff single. So you talk about bottom production, and Bontrager right there gets the Wildcats an early base runner.
She's hit it hard a couple times. It lined out the second earlier in this game. That one right past the third base line for her first hit of the day.
Now number 9 in the order, and freshman Stephanie Crawford, who represents the tying run here in the bottom of the 6th. Royal Valley 8, Holton 6. Here's a bunt, put down well, fielded at third, and the throw didn't get there in time.
She beat it out. Speed there by Crawford on that bunt infield single. And a well-placed bunt as well. Didn't get back to anybody too soon.
Yeah, that ball needed to be rifled by Jim at third. And too much loft allowed Crawford to get there. Boy, Holton's got some speedy, speedy athletes. And it's shown out today. Now back to the top of the order with Hawthorne. Another speedster. Tried to bunt. And now a throw is going to get into left field. The double steal is on. Now another throw to third, not in time, and a throwing error has made this an 8-7 game here in the bottom of the 6th.
Well, just a third error for Royal Valley. Holton has 5 errors, but a costly one here for Royal Valley as they struggle without outs in this bottom of the 6th.
Well, it has been a back-and-forth game, and yeah, the fielding has been not a plus on either side, and it has cost both teams runs throughout this game. And that one there, throwing error by the catcher, has made this a one-run game with the tying run at third with nobody out. And this one is hit to the left side and into the gap in left center. And just like that, Mr. Fluke, we are tied at 8.
And we are not surprised, right?
Not necessarily surprised. How about Hawthorne, the freshman here?
2 for 4,
coming up big.
Score. Base hits in each of her last couple at bats. That's a table setter.
How much you want to bet she takes off her second here? They think so. Oh, she did take off. Lake got a good throw, but getting back to first in time. No throw from second to first, but nonetheless, Hawthorne thought about it. Right now, Faith Olberding, another freshman, has a run scored, a bunt single, stolen base. An 8-8 tie here in the bottom of the 6th. She will show bunt. Pulls back. It's a strike. And the throw is off target. And another SB for the freshman in Hawthorne. Sliding in at first. She's going to be the most battered and bruised after this one here today. Collided with tanking on a play in center. Ran into the fence on a great catch in left field early in the game. And probably got the dirtiest jersey of them all as well. And now this one is roped out into right center field, and that drops in for a hit. That's going to be an RBI double, and the Wildcats are back in front 9-8.
Well, these two freshmen at the top of the lineup. Boy, the next few years for Holton softball looks pretty good with them at the top. Hawthorne and Olberding delivering back-to-back RBI hits. I've got 9 stolen bases for Holton today as well in this game, Brandon, and I think I might have missed one or two, so keeping that pressure on has been uber important.
Another lead change here in the late innings. The Wildcats are in business still with runner at second and nobody out, and leading now 9-8 in the home sixth as Cook steps in and takes one high for ball one. Olberding at second base after the RBI double. Cook has reached twice. Now fouls this one out of play to the right side. She had the big two-run single in the fifth where Holton scored 3 runs on 4 hits in that inning. Now it's 1-1 here on Cook, one of the 2 seniors in the lineup today. That's from the right side. Blackwood's pitch, a swing and a miss.
All right, James, you got it.
And it's 1-2. So again, a single, a bunt single, a single, and a double. First 4 batters in this inning for the Wildcats. And we're down 2, now they are up 1. Blackwood's pitch, little bit low.
You mentioned your 4 consecutive hits, but remember it started with the number 8 and 9 hitters, both getting on board at the bottom of the lineup, and now the top of the order doing what they're expected to do.
Here is a 2-2. Ground ball right side, ricochets off the baseman's glove, and Morrison, here comes the runner in, and that will add to the Wildcat lead. That would have been a tough play, not sure if that's an error. That's probably an RBI knock there for Cook. She's driven in 3 in this game, and the line just continues to move here in the home six for the Wildcats.
5 consecutive hits, and both these pitchers have had to work pretty hard today in this game. Obviously, a lot of offense. It's picked up more and more as the game's gone on, but Blackwood going to try to get out of the jam here. Maybe both teams thinking they'll keep their other pitcher for game number 2.
Yeah, both teams have stuck with their starting pitchers the entire way. First pitch to Wilson, a called strike, and it's 0-1, so Cook at first. Still nobody out. The first 5 have reached here in the inning that has led to 3 runs. Or correction, 4. And going from being down 2 to up 2 in the blink of an eye. As Wilson takes one upstairs, 1-1. 1-for-3 today with a single and an RBI.
5 straight hits for Holton. They now have 12 hits in this game. They've out-hit Royal Valley 12-8 now and outscored them 10-8 at the moment.
There's a half-hearted check swing and a foul ball out of play by Tenley Wilson. And it's 1-2. And Wilson, just a sophomore, but was solid last year, batting .400. Now takes a time, and we'll step back in. Again, the runner at first is Cook. Here's Blackwood's pitch. This is hit well out towards center, but Klotz played it beautifully for the out, moving about 2 steps to her right, and was playing deep right in front of the track, knowing how good Wilson is with the power. That's a big out number 1 for Royal Valley.
A noisy out, but Royal Valley will take it. That's certainly what they needed after 5 consecutive hits for Holton. Started off here at the bottom of the 6th inning.
Here's Alexa Warner now, batting from the right side. 1 out, 1 on, and she slaps one over the fence and out of play for strike number 1.
Alexa has the chance to be the first Holton player with a 3-hit game. Holton now has 5 different players that have a multi-hit game going, so over half their lineup have multiple hits here in this game.
Royal Valley, you just got to keep them off the board. Going to have to score at least minimum 2 runs. That's if you keep the Wildcats off of it the rest of this inning. As Warner takes one low, 1-1, runner at first, and 1 out here in the home sixth. A 10-8 Wildcat lead looking for win number 2 on the year. This is hit well down the right field line, and it drops in for a hit, and it gets by the right fielder in Morrison. Both runners advancing, and they'll stop at 2nd and 3rd. So much English on it.
Yeah.
Out in right field.
Rolling away over into the corner away from Ogden, and Cook didn't get a good read on that ball. She was at first base, and had she got a better read on it, I think she probably would have been able to score, but still at 3rd with just 1 out here in the inning with a couple of runners in scoring position.
Now you called it. Warner now the first Wildcat with a 3-hit day. Now second and third, and still only one out. And first pitch here to Tanking, missing off the plate for ball number one.
How about that? Listen to this, Brandon. Four freshmen starting for Holton today. You got Warner with three hits, Oberding two hits, Hawthorne two hits, and Crawford two hits. Their freshmen have combined for about 9 of their 12 hits in this game.
High fly ball, center field, though playable for Klotz. Underhands it, and now brings it in quickly. The runners tag and back in, but not in time. Productive at bat for the junior and Tanking. A sacrifice fly, and it's now 11-8 Wildcats. 5 runs now in the inning.
Biggest inning for either team, and Holton back to the 3-run lead that they had going into the top of the fourth inning. Holton was at 3-0. We've had a lot and much back and forth since then.
Tanking drives in her first run of this game and extending the Wildcats' lead to 3. And Kennedy Smith will step up here in a moment. Quick pause in the action. First team to bat around in this game is Smith, the 9th player to come up here after this quick little pause in the action.
Well, a good thing for both these teams is showing a lot of grit. You know, there's been some struggles for both teams, as we've talked about defensively, and times that both teams have trailed on the scoreboard, but you got to love the competitiveness and not backing down or going away. This has been back and forth a lot, and Holton now with a 5-run bottom of the 6th inning is 3 outs away from winning this game, currently up by 3 runs.
How much do you think plays a factor in the fact that Holton, you know, played just 2 days ago? You know, they got a doubleheader in against Santa Fe Trail, and now facing a Royal Valley team who's, you know, playing their first game of the year.
Yeah, I think that certainly helps, but Royal Valley has done a good job. You know, 8 runs, 8 hits. They've looked pretty good for their first game of the year. Going to have a pinch hitter here. She's ran a couple times, but now Sophie Arredondo is going to hit in the number 7 spot for Holton here in place of Kennedy Smith.
So Smith, who drove in a run on a ground out, had a couple of strikeouts. Sophia Arredondo, the freshman, shows bunt, doesn't pull back in time. That's strike number 1. A state wrestling qualifier.
9th batter of the inning for Holton.
The only sub on the card here for the Wildcats, getting an opportunity with a runner at 3rd. And tries a bunt again, but this time caught a piece, but fouled it away, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, rest of the girls playing JV at the other park across town. Baseball game going on as well. Holton and Royal Valley playing a doubleheader here at Chandler Park.
That's the busiest night of the young season for baseball and softball teams in our area. Arredondo takes one high. Good eye there. It's 1-2. And the runner at 3rd is Warner. But 5 runs, again, in the inning here for the Wildcats. They were down 2. Now they're up 3. See if Arredondo, the pitch hitter, can come through here on a 2-strike pitch. And she cannot. Swing and a miss, and down she goes. But Blackwood has the entire way, but a monstrous inning for the Wildcats. And we head to the 7th. Panthers need 3. They trail here at Holton 11-8.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it could be the last inning here in Holton today. It's been a fun one here, our softball broadcast on KNZA. Justin, Seth, Brandon all with you. A 5-run bottom of the 6th inning for Holton. They went from down 2 to up 3. Now the Panthers have work to do to try to keep this thing moving. As we are in the top of the 7th, the Wildcats 11 and the Panthers 8. Wilson back to work to try to shut the door here. The second win on the young year for the Wildcats, who again split at Santa Fe Trail on Tuesday night, and this for Royal Valley being game number one.
I feel like Colton has showed already through three games this season that they're going to be able to score some runs, going to clean up some defense and hope the pitching improves. But after scoring 16 runs at Santa Fe Trail and putting up 11 here in the first game tonight, Colton's shown us that they have scrappy ability, really good team speed, keeping the pressure on opposing defenses, and some girls that can obviously put the ball in play.
All right, so Wilson's going to try to shut the door. Here is Stormy Lake, who takes one off the inside part of the plate for ball number one. So 6, 7, and 8 in the Royal Valley order here in a three-run must-have top of the 7th. There's a swing and a miss. Good speed there on that pitch, and one ball, one strike here to Lake, who has reached in two of her three at-bats, both via the walk. Sydney Moss, Ainsley Morrison also due up here for the Panthers. Wildcats leading 11-8. Next pitch, backing away, and it's inside for ball two.
Like the only Panther that didn't bat in the sixth inning, they sent eight to the plate. They scored four runs last inning, so, you know, four runs here. They could retake the lead. This one's certainly not over. Wilson going to have to work for three outs.
There's a swing and a miss there. Evens it up, two balls and two strikes.
Eight runs, eight hits for Royal Valley, 11 runs on 12 hits for Holton. Both teams with a handful of errors and a handful left on base.
Royal Valley's eight runs have come in the last three innings. Holton has scored eight runs in their last two at-bats. 2-2, hit to the right side, good stab by the second baseman, and Crawford to first for the out. One of the better infield defensive plays we have seen here this afternoon, and a big first out here in the top of the 7th.
Yeah, and she had to kind of turn her glove over on top of it. She didn't get the glove on the ground and open for the ball to come into. Had to kind of trap it from the top to make that play. Big out number one.
Here's Sydney Moss, right-handed hitter, batting for a fourth time here. Nobody on, one out here in the top of the 7th. Panthers need three. Ground ball foul. And makes it no balls and one strike. Flew out to left field her first time up. Reached on a fielder's choice. In the fourth inning, scored one of the first runs of the game for Royal Valley. Panthers are going to have to put a rally together in this, what could be, final at-bat of the game. Here's a hard shot. Another good defensive stab by Cook. Throw to first in time.
That was a nice stab. JC had to kind of reach out, extend that arm, got the glove on it. Good stretch there and an accurate throw for out number two.
Trying to look back to see when the last time Holton is. I think you got to go all the way back to the second inning where they have gotten the first two batters out to start the inning.
That's the only 1-2-3 inning they've had today.
Well, it could be the final at bat. There's a swing and a miss by Morrison. She falls behind, no balls, one strike. Now, certainly an entertaining afternoon here in Holton. But it's up to Morrison with nobody on and two outs. Panthers down by three. That one skips in there. And it's one ball, one strike. Has reached twice on a walk and a single. And has scored two of the eight Royal Valley runs. Wilson has pitched the entire way. Next one high, and it's two balls, one strike. Couple good defensive plays by Cook at short. Crawford at second here in the inning for the first two outs. Could be a 1-2-3 game-ending seventh here, potentially for Wilson. Next pitch, though, high, and it's 3-1. Of course, these two teams will take a little bit of a breather after this one and play game two of the double dip. And looking ahead for these teams a little bit, Holton, Silver Lake and Sabetha, the next two teams on their schedule. So certainly not easy there as Morrison fouls one away to make the count full 3-2. And then on the other side, Royal Valley after tonight, they got Nemaha Central and Rossville, next two teams on the schedule. So certainly not an easy start for either of these two teams. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. And a slicer down the right field line, and it stays inside that line for a fair ball. So a big two-out hit keeps the inning alive for the Panthers.
Yeah, second hit of the day for Morrison. A lot of pressure there, full count, but squeezed it just inside that fair line up the right field side. Keeps Royal Valley's hopes alive.
Now Ogden, number 9 in the order, had a good day. Has reached base in all three of her at-bats, yet without a hit, and has scored a couple of runs, but Panthers have a long way to go here. They're down 3 in the 7th with 2 outs. Ogden fouls away the first pitch to make it 0-1. Again, Royal Valley was down 3-0 after 3. They scored 3 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and then 4 in the 6th. But Holton came back with 3 in the 5th, and then 5 runs, 6 hits in the 6th. Wildcats were down 2 going into the bottom of the 6th, but came out of it with a 3-run lead, and that's where we stand now. Here's a slow roller back to Wilson. Played a first in time, and that does it. Multiple lead changes in the last few innings, and in the end, the Wildcats get their second win on the young season. Our score in this one, 11-8. Wildcats win it. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert, non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatments to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
One final time here on KNZA. Justin Fluke, Brandon Tammons at Tollefson. Our first softball broadcast is in the books, and boy, we had a good one here today. The Wildcats rally. 5 runs in the 6th. They go from down 2 to up 3. 11-8, the final score. Wildcats go to 2-1 on the year, and first game for Royal Valley coming up short, had a couple of leads late, but again, just, you know, I think on both sides, you look at pitching and, you know, certainly some defensive miscues throughout the course of the game, which led to runs for both sides. But, you know, when the Wildcats needed to put an inning together, they certainly did with 5 runs in the 6th, and Wilson shut the door in the 7th.
Yeah, great job, Tinley, to kind of close it out there after it had been a little bit shaky and rough for Holton to get 3 outs in an inning. Both these teams just kept kind of trading punches. Royal Valley tying it at 3 in the 4th, took the lead in the 5th, retook the lead in the 6th, but Holton just kept coming back and making the punches themselves, retaking the lead in the 5th with 3 runs, and then, as you mentioned, the big 5-run, 6-hit inning in the 6th to win it. 11 runs on 12 hits is what I had for Holton, and 8 runs on 9 hits for Royal Valley. The thing that's impressive to me about Holton with 12 hits is that 9 of those 12 hits came from their 4 freshmen in the lineup today. The top of the order with freshman Maddie Hawthorne, Thorne 2-for-4, and Faith Oberding 2-for-4. They combined to score 5 runs and drove in a couple more. The only 3-hit game for Holton was Alexa Warner. She was 3-for-4 with a run and a ribby. And then the freshman at the bottom of the lineup, Stephanie Crawford, 2-for-2 with a couple runs scored as well. So just a good lineup. J.C. Cook, the senior, had 2 hits and 3 RBIs for Holton. She had big hits driving in runs in Holton's big 5th and 6th innings. But there's a lot of punch and promise in that lineup, I would say, for Holton this year. For Roll Valley, they had a multi-hit game for Ansley Morrison, 2-for-3. Also, Sophia Liggett had 2 hits, and Sammy Klotz had 2 hits with 4 RBI. Klotz had major hits for Royal Valley to help tie at 3-3 in the 4th, and it was Klotz that put Royal Valley ahead in the 6th inning, but the Panthers couldn't quite hang on. And, you know, walks were in Royal Valley's favor as well. They received more walks than Holton did, 6 walks compared to just 3 walks. But errors were a big part of this game for both teams, as we mentioned throughout the day as well. Certainly some defensive things to tidy up for both these teams as they get ready for game 2, and then a lot more games here the rest of the spring.
Yeah, again, as you mentioned, Royal Valley, that's their first matchup of the year, so trying to battle back in game 2. This was the second series here for Holton, again, mentioning splitting at Santa Fe Trail on a Tuesday. So the Wildcats are 2-1. Royal Valley starts 0-1, and again, Royal Valley will, in game 2, will try to get their first win against the Wildcats since April 13th of 2023. But again, it was a fun game, and, you know, we're off and running here on KNZA. We'll have our first baseball broadcast on Monday, as we'll be back inside the Big East. We'll be at Hiawatha. They'll take on Jefferson West, so that's the plan for Monday night. But
Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to say, quick thoughts. Of course, we'll be over at Highland Community College on Sunday, Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. We have a lot of fun doing that. It's a little bit different this year because they're not mixing it with the volleyball, so it's strictly focused on the basketball games, but just so many tremendous athletes and all-state caliber players. You and I, Crendon, will all be there, and of course we'll have that on the air on Kansasland Radio.
Yeah, girls game at 1, boys game at 3, besides the game, which maybe folks aren't quite as interested in, you know, the score or who wins, but we'll be doing interviews with a lot of those senior athletes from Northeast Kansas. Always fun to talk and catch up with them about some of their favorite memories and what's ahead for a lot of those great senior athletes that will all be at Highland on Sunday, and we look forward to bringing you the call here on KNZA.
All right, there it is. So again, back on the air Sunday afternoon for the NEK All-Star Basketball Games, and our first baseball broadcast coming up your way on Monday in Hiawatha. But again, our first softball broadcast is in the books. The Holton Wildcats defeating the Royal Valley Panthers by a score of 11-8. For Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks for listening to High School Softball here on KNZA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansasland Radio.
The place for everything local. Kansasland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.